Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, I haven't had a chance to talk to Paul Goldman in advance of this interview, so I don't know what he's going to say at all. But, you know, he is former chair of the Democrat Party of Virginia and never holds back in his opinions on things. Good morning to you, Paul. How you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm great. Glad that you can join us. My favorite Democrat to have on the show. What do you think? Is this impeachment hearing going the way Democrats want it to go, or is this a bunch of bunk?
Well, clearly the Democrats have a plan. This is planned out. These things never quite go. It's like what they say about wartime, you know, the plan is good until the actual battle stops.
Right.
So both sides are learning. It's somewhat historic in the sense that, remember, Nixon was never actually impeached. He resigned. And
right.
The Clinton impeachment was, I mean, everybody knew where that was going to go. So this is quite a bit different. You know, this is really historic. And I think there's a lot of surprises yet to come.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think about this hearsay charge that everybody that we're listening to, it's secondhand information, it's opinion, it's not based on fact. You know, no one broke into the building. No one lied under oath. So this is different. It's historic in that respect, right?
Well, that's interesting. If you look at an impeachment, in other words, what the House doing, if you look at them as a grand jury,
mm-hmm.
What a lot of people don't know is that in front of a grand jury, hearsay evidence is allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of evidence is allowed. In fact, the prosecutor does not have to present exculpatory evidence. So if you look at this as a grand jury proceeding, which we never see because they're in secret, that's fine. When you get to the trial, unless you have an exception to the hearsay rule, all that evidence cannot be used against you. Now, I know that seems unfair, but that's how it would be if it was a legal proceeding, which is why no prosecutor really goes to a grand jury, certainly a federal prosecutor, unless you have direct, solid testimony. But, of course, we've never seen anything like this. It's quite different. I think the Democrats are at risk if the Republicans can sell that. Personally, I do think that evidence is weak unless it's direct testimony, certainly through an impeachment. And I think the Democrats need to bring in some of the people who actually talk to Trump personally. They can't just rely on secondhand testimony.
Mm-hmm. So what's your political instinct as it stands today? Do you think the Democrats are making inroads with anybody outside of their rabid "we hate Donald Trump" base? I mean, are they winning anybody over with this?
I think most people already made up their mind. Clearly, if the Democrats don't have some more direct testimony, there's no reason for any Republican in the Senate to abandon their own party.
Mm-hmm.
Most people in politics understand if you abandon your own party, in the end, you're not going to gain any Democrats. You're just going to lose your own partisans. So I think in the Senate, that's fine. I don't think an impeachment helps Trump at this point.
Right.
I think he is the incumbent. All this stuff coming out doesn't help him, doesn't gain him any votes. He won with what? He won with the minority of the vote. And if you look at the polls, he won the election by getting people who didn't like either him or Hillary to vote for him as the lesser of the evils. A lot harder for him to do when he is the incumbent. This isn't helping him. On the other hand, I think there is a problem. This is the third president of the last eight that the House of Representatives said had to be removed for the good of the Republic. We've had Nixon. We've had Clinton. and now we've had Trump. That's 3 of 8. That's not quite a banana republic, but it is surprising when you look at that. In the first 2 centuries, we only had one president that was impeached, and that was Andrew Johnson, and that was basically a coup, if you know the history. That really was a completely phony deal. Plus, remember, we didn't get any. We didn't Bush 43 on the Iraq War, and Johnson for the Vietnam War committed impeachable offenses. I mean, it's known that they lied to the public. So that's like 5 of 9, and we haven't even got to Iran-Contra. So I ask, what is going on when we have so many presidents making what we think are impeachable offenses? It just strikes me as an odd way for us to conduct business in this country.
So you think they're hypersensitive, or they're not sensitive enough for the real issues?
I'm trying to figure out how we got here. Clearly, you know, the thing is, obviously, wartime is different. But if you notice what they pick, I think it's too arbitrary. I think we really need, if this is the way it's going to go, I repeat, if you heard about some country, say, and pick someplace else, you know, just say South America because they grow bananas, whatever. And we had heard about a country where the legislature had tried to nullify nearly half of the elections. We would say, well, it sounds like banana republic.
Yeah.
And I'm not suggesting that people deserve it and not deserve it. But what I am suggesting is it's obviously not a way to do business. You had Iran-Contra where Reagan and Bush admitted it was illegal, but claimed they knew nothing about it. Other people disagree. You have the dragnet of during the Obama years through the war on terrorism. Clearly violations of what we thought were constitutional protections. And I just think we need to redefine some of these things a little better. You know, there's a legal principle. And the principle is that if a criminal law, not that impeachment's criminal, but it's close to it because it's high crimes and misdemeanors, that if you have a vague criminal law, nobody can be prosecuted under that.
Yeah,
you have to make it clear.
It's got to be pinpointed, and that's part of the issue. Is that they can, you know, you can derail the legislative agenda and the possibility of the incumbent achieving anything by creating a situation that's so distracting. It's a good political tactic, but what does it do for us as a country going forward? That's a real problem. Paul, I got to go. I really appreciate talking to you. Next time I have you on the phone, I want to talk about Virginia Democrats and the elections from last week, but we'll have to save that for next time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Paul Goldman, former chairman of the Democrat Party here in Virginia. Thank you. All right, we're going to come back and check on the traffic and the weather in just a moment. News Radio WRVA.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.